just felt like we needed a change, you know, something to give us a little bit of a spark. Josh has been around for a while, has done a good job of what we've asked him to do, you know, been in our offensive system before. So, again, he's it's time for us to make a move, so we went with him.
Bobby, how complicated is Mike's system that you've had Josh for a little bit now, but it's taken him this long, I guess, to maybe get up to speed, or has he grasped the offense prior to that, but he wanted to feel Caleb out a little bit more?
No, I can't say that it's taken him that long. I mean, we knew he had been in the system before, and he felt pretty good of, stuff that he remembered from the past with it. It was just that we, you know, we're going a different direction with Caleb as much as anything. So, but he's been ready to go. He'll probably tell you that. And we're anxious for him to play too.
What went wrong with Caleb considering, you know, the spark that he gave you guys back in the title game?
Don't know. And, you know, just really don't have a whole lot of time to figure that out. We've moved on now. And we're really excited about Josh. So, no more than that.
Pretty tough sledding on offense, I'm guessing, without Cutler, without Forte, and now without Knox.
Yeah, a lot of people have injuries, so they're part of it, you know, especially this time of the season. You know, we've had opportunities even without those guys. You know, we lost four games, but we've led in all four, been ahead, in the, you know, going into the second half on two of them. So, you know, those were without those guys. So, without, you know, we just haven't gotten the job done for whatever reason, and just hopefully we can right the ship and finish up strong. As much as anything, it's just about this game. And when you've had disappointment, you're glad that you're playing your rival and to hopefully get our best effort.
Where's Devin Hesrad health-wise, and how important would it be to get him back, considering this could be a field position sort of game?
Very important for us to get Devin back, you know, as we... You know, with Devin there, our special teams will be intact. And, of course, he's the greatest return of all time. So, you know, that would give us a boost. And his health should be pretty good. You know, he's been, dealing with a few minor bumps and bruises, but nothing that should keep him out of the game.
Coach, I'm sure you have a long history of tape to look at on the Packers, just given your experience levels and familiarity, but, you know, do you even go back to watch what Kansas City did last week and how they were able to knock the Packers off?
We look, you know, as you said, you know, when you're going against a division opponent and your rival and all that, it's not a whole lot you haven't seen. You know, everything they've done for years, I mean, you go through and you watch. So we have done that, and nothing prepares us for our game with them, you know, better than just the games that we played in the past with them, you know. For the most part, you know, the coaching staffs have remained intact. So I feel like we both know each other fairly well. But, of course, we watched the game last week from Kansas City. Kansas City did a great job. I don't think they invented the wheel or anything with what they did. They just, you know, played hard and competed from the start until the finish and got the win.
Bobby, good time to get the Packers or bad time to get the Packers?
I think it's always a good time. When you play your rival, it's no bad time when you play them. And for us, you know, we need to win a lot more than they do. But we just, again, when you've been in a situation we're in, you just excited about getting another opportunity to, you know, the right to ship, to play better. And that's where we are. You know, we're playing the Super Bowl champions. So, you know, when you're playing a team like that, you always want, first off, an opportunity to do that.
Is there a lot of difference now when preparing for them compared to week three when you guys met the first time?
No, I think the Packers have a system. And teams that have a system, it's not like they're going to change what they do each week. No, they're going to just tweak how they do it a little bit. But the philosophy remains the same. So, yeah, for the most part, we're going to see, you know, I know Jennings is out and they have a couple of injuries, but for the most part, it's going to be the same cast of characters that we've been seeing. And again, we both know each other fairly well.
Coach, from an outsider's perspective, you know, or from an insider, I guess, we look at it and say, wow, 19 wins in a row, any level, any league, that's impressive. Is that a shared thought even throughout the community of coaches around the NFL that watched what the Packers were able to do. Is that still pretty remarkable what they did?
Yes. I mean, from the inside there in Green Bay and on the outside too, anywhere you look, if you know sports in general, especially in NFL, to be able to win that many games in a row, it's saying an awful lot about. But, you know, Mike does a great job with the team. They have, you know, they have stars. They have guys that show up each week. You know, there's definitely respect on our part for what they've done and just, you know, how they play the game. That's why you can't wait to compete against a group like that. Our rivalry is, of course, the longest in sports, in football and all that, but it's a clean rivalry that you just look forward to. And to have a chance to play against a team that's been able to play at that level for that long. And we've been a big part of that, you know. I think they've, I mean, we've been beaten three times, I guess, in this calendar year right now, something like that. I know a lot of times we talk about the rivalry. You know, we have to do our share with the rivalry. And you know, we've let the rivalry down a little bit here lately, and it's time for the, you know, the Bears to come back.
Regardless of what happens Saturday, are you expecting to see the Packers play four quarters with everybody or playoff implications in that?
Yes, we do. I know there. I don't think, you know, when you want to play your best ball at the end, and you know the Packers, they know that they're going to have time late on. We just assume that they're going to play, but for us, that's what we have to assume. But whether they do or not, I know we're going to go for 60 minutes and try to get a win and do everything we possibly can, and that's all we can be concerned about.